It's now 5:32. We'll call this meeting to order. Jim will call the roll.
Yeah, okay. Let's see, Jerry Schertz.
Here.
Jay Finlinson.
Yes.
Pat Manus, not Finlinson.
Here.
Vicki Lyman.
Here.
Jessica Anderson.
Here.
And
Valerie.
And almost Valerie. Valerie House is here. And so the only one absent is Pam Fisher. Okay?
Thank you. Appreciate that. I keep saying when I do the agenda, I'm going, and I don't know why item six had presentation of the budget. I had to call Jessica and say, is that going to happen? And she says, be fine. So we've substituted Brent in there. So I'm going to go right to Brent so that he doesn't have to stick around for the whole meeting. So fire away, Brent.
Said you got to do the minutes first.
Oh.
I mean, can you do them after? I mean, maybe you can. I don't know.
You can do the minutes anytime you want.
Okay.
So I'll just put you in front of the minutes. Okay.
I do have the budget as well.
Oh.
Oh, okay. I thought that's kind of where we'd start. So I don't know what you guys have done in the past, but typically you have to amend the budget to match that of the prior year. And so what you have in front of you, I'm sorry, Valerie, this is my last call.
That's all right. Snoop office, someone's here.
So this first one is the amended budget for 2025. So we have the current year column and the budget column there on the right-hand side. So those two are identical, because we're forcing our spend and our income to match that of the budget. So that's why those columns look the same. It's because they are the same. Now this combines, and I don't know what you guys have seen in the past. When I was on the board, we never really seen this. So this is a combination. So the Miller County Housing Authority is one entity, but it is reported as two locations. And it's reported that way because of the funds that come from the FHA. So that's why I think Van, he always brought reports that we could never match up. We didn't really know why.
Yeah.
And that's why. So when you look at your total income, for last year, it was $445,000 in total. And there's a technical difference there that the auditors would call out. We don't report the subsidized interest that comes in from the FHA. It's in and out, so it matches exactly.
I'm not sure what you mean by subsidized interest.
So the debt that is on the Delta Sands building and then also Mount Catherine, the majority of all that is subsidized. So we are paying back at, I forget the exact number, but
1,000 and 1,500, I think, or 800.
It's about a third a year amortization.
I'll have to pull that. I've got it on my computer. But not nonetheless, the debt payment and the interest is subsidized. And so we get a subsidization for the debt payment. It's basically being forgiven. And then also, likewise, on the interest component thereof, it is also forgiven.
That's what you mean. Okay. That's good.
And it's the FDA, not the FHA. The Department of Agriculture, isn't it?
Is it the USDA, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's
not
I don't know. Maybe
it is USDA.
Maybe I put that down wrong. I had it in my head it was FHA, but maybe you are correct.
I'm saying it's Department of Agriculture.
Yeah. I think it's Farmer's Home, I guess, huh? Anyway.
Well, it's odd that it's the Department of Agriculture that's over housing.
Yeah, that's who we work through. The debts on these two locations are being forgiven over a 50-year period.
50 years.
50 years. okay. So that piece is not in here, and this budget is reported to the state of Utah. This one right here in front of you, that gets reported to the state every year. And the auditors look for it as well. Okay, so that's just forcing it to what we spent for the year, just to make that square up.
So does that say we went 12,000 over budget? So the, or was that the prior year?
The prior year is 2024.
Okay.
And that's the actual spend
okay.
for 2024. I did not show you a comparison of 2025 to what your original budget was.
Okay.
I just worked off of actuals. Okay. So then we're going to flip over to 2026. So this is what has been reported both to the Department of Ag and then also the state of Utah. So I've already filed this with the state. And so the prior year, that is 2024. Current year is 2025. And the budget's 2026. Again, this is a combination for both locations. So you see our total budgeted revenues is $463,000 versus $446,000. So it's slightly up.
Is that an increase in rent or an increase from the subsidy from?
Increase in rent.
Yeah, we ask for an increase in rent every year. I mean, it's
yep.
sometimes nominal, but we ask for it every year.
Since you've been in.
Well, I mean, a little bit before that too, but.
Oh well, yeah.
No, there was a time period that
that wasn't happening, yeah. but yeah.
That's why we were upside down. So we went for 5% this year, and that's what they give us was a 5% kicker. On all of our rents.
Is that normal? I mean, is it would do any good to ask for more? Or?
We did that. So when I first got here, we asked for like a 15% correction because we had gone so many years way behind. So you guys remember that. And anyway, they let us do it. But
I think we asked for 20 and got 15.
Maybe that's what it was. It's a pretty substantial increase. And they did balk at it at first, but we explained, hey, look, we're way behind. Anyway, they let us do it. I remember from that conversation, they were kind of like, that's too high. That's outside the realm of normal inflation. Well, yeah, we know that. But
since we haven't had inflation yeah. factored in for years.
Yeah. So I don't know what it was last year, but.
I wonder how our rents compare with other facilities similar locations.
We did, when we went over the budget, we talked about 7 to 8%, and then you talked to someone at the USDA, and you said we would probably only get approved for 5. That's yeah. why we went with that.
And that was.
So we did try for more,
okay.
but yeah. 5 was about the limit.
Yeah, I mean, they have a, I can't find any rule around it, but it's more of a kind of a customary
They know thing. It when they see it.
Yeah.
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 There's not a definition for it.
So that's what we got was 5%. But as you'll see, I believe that's plenty.
So is that an increase in rent that the residents are paying?
No.
No okay, residents don't pay that increase.
Okay.
Yeah, this goes against the USDA.
Okay.
Yeah, residents are only do the 30% okay. of their income, no matter okay. what anything else is.
Okay.
When I get there, that's what I'm going to do. Is I'm going to
put a spot for you.
So when do you evaluate the residence?
I've been doing that all month. Yes,
so
it's due before the first.
Slightly then longer.
Yeah. Most everybody only got like a 2.8% cost of living increase, and so their rent went up $8. But some people rely heavily, have high income, and they rely on medical expenses, and so they have to prove those up, and so that fluctuates quite a bit.
Now, could we, as we speak, if you guys would say your name, that would help Jim a little bit.
Sorry, that was Jessica.
Yeah.
That's
Pat.
Yeah. Jessica has a room at my house, so I don't have any problem with Jessica's voice. She's there most days. So.
I catch you frequently.
did you get your question answered about housing, or? I mean, were you talking? This is Jim, and Jay asked about other facilities. Were you talking about other low-income facilities?
Yeah. I was just wondering.
We don't know. We're not given that information.
So this is Vicki. Which category does the rent they pay in go to? Or does that just go to the...
It goes into the charges for services.
Okay.
It's in that 456.
Okay. So it's just all in there.
Yep.
Okay.
It's all loaded in there. Okay, so we'll go through some of these in a little more detail, but if you look at operating expenses, 2.2, other operating expenses, you'll see that in 2025, we spent roughly $204,000, yet in the budget, we have it kind of layered in at $276,000, so we got some cushion. Now, there's going to be normal cost increases from 25 to 26, but I feel like we have enough baked in there that we're going to be covered.
Well, so we did give a raise
last year, yeah.
Yeah, but it started this year, didn't it?
No.
It started last
January year. January of 25, I had a raise, yeah.
Well, I thought you got another one this year.
No.
Oh. Sorry.
Oh, you're fine. So when we worked on this, we didn't see any large capital projects. I don't know if that's still the case.
There's projects that we could, but none that have to be done. And I think Jim's got a proposal.
Yeah.
Okay. So we didn't have anything in the budget for that at the time. But based on these numbers, and again, the operating expenses are a bit on the higher side. They're very conservative. Our transfers to our other funds is roughly $53,000. So based on the budget, we're saying we'd be able to stack away $53,000 into our reserve accounts. Now, we have two reserve funds. One is for Delta Sands, and that's already maxed out at $130,000. And that's where it needs to stay. So we got plenty of money stacked away, and the USDA is happy about that. Now, Mount Catherine is way below. I believe the number is 110,000, and we're at like 44 or something like that.
Yeah.
I think that's
This is Pat. Jessica, we had some big projects there last year, didn't we? We did the asphalting of the parking lot.
Over the last couple years, we've done a roof and the asphalt and the windows and carpet.
And that's what drew it down.
Yeah. Yep.
So this is Valerie. So is that why on the prior year the operating expenses was 346?
I do not know why that was 346.
I wasn't capital, involved in that budget either.
Okay.
Capital and operating are separate. Capital would have been buried on the 2.4. So I don't know what was in that 346. I'd have to go back and check and find out.
Okay.
Okay, however, so on the going up to the 110, the $110,000 that's required to be set in there, which is a requirement by the USDA, they are okay with us as long as we are inputting, it's roughly around $11,000 a year, which is where we're at. That's that number that comes out at 800 and something mm-hmm. months a month. But based on this schedule, we should be able to do better than that. I thought we'd just do a catch-up contribution at the end of the year. If we have the extra funds, we'd just toss it in there and keep building that balance. So it's important to stay on the revenue side of it to make sure we keep getting the 5 to 7% increase every year. And, of course, watching our costs so we get these reserve accounts built back up to where it should be. Does that make sense?
I have a question. So this is Jay. I mean, I know on the paperwork you're doing it as one entity, but when we really keep track of the money, we do it separately, don't we? So as far as making additional contributions to, say, Mount Catherine's reserve, that wouldn't be coming from funds generated at the Delta Sands,
it
could.
Yes.
It probably will also.
Yeah, I mean,
because we're already at the 130,000.
Yeah.
Sands. So that was Pat.
So should we since we do have some excess, then overall, should we be making some contributions now, or just wait till the end of the year to see how it plays out?
Yeah, let's
that's
wait.
Your recommendation.
I would wait.
Yeah.
Because we don't that money has that's not in our account yet.
Right.
So let's not count our chickens before they're hatched.
And this is Jim. well, you don't know yet how much excess Mount Catherine will generate either, do you? So we don't know that we're going to have to take from Delta to supplement it, do you?
I've got some numbers that we can look at here in just a second. But you're right. What is it? January the whatever 20th or something like that. 28. We got a long ways to go.
Yeah.
We should have had our first deposit at this higher rate, which I haven't seen those numbers yet, but that should have come in. And so we got a ways to go, but based on the current plan, we should have some extra funds that we can move around. So personally, I wouldn't even look at it until like July, take a gander at it at that point, kind of see where it's going to go. We'll know better at that point in time if there's any large projects or anything like that we're missing, or who knows what could come up between now and then. Just cash management, just wait until the money's there before we move it. So, okay, one other comment with the USDA. I think I brought this up on our call last fall. But this is important, and we need to remember this. So when I was talking to Mary Ann, her comment was, and this makes sense. Jay's probably seen this in the banking industry that he's been involved with before. Is sometimes lenders will want to have the ability, if certain things arise, that they can take control of your account, and basically make sure they get their money back, is what they do. It's called a DACA agreement. Remember that, Jay? Yeah, lots of fun. I was kind of suspicious about it, so I reached out to the state of Utah. So we have accounts scattered. We have basically two for each entity at Zions Bank, and then I think we actually have a third one.
We have
two for each entity at the state. I think there's a third one there too.
There was
for Delta Sands. I think there's a third one. I have to double check that.
There was one
that for the required, and then we could put excess and get a higher interest rate at the state.
Yeah. So I called the state and I said, hey, here's the deal. USDA wants to be a signer on our account, and they want this DACA agreement. They said, yeah, we don't do that. So I called Mary Ann or Mary Jane, and I said, hey, yeah, there's no go on the state. And she says, that's not going to work for us. I said, well, basically what's going to happen when they come back, and she said, we got bigger fish to fry right now, so don't worry about it. But don't be surprised if they come back to us and force us out of that state account. And so we'd have to just go to a normal banking institution and move that money.
Brent, this is Pat. When you say the state account, are you talking the funds that's deposited at the state gathering interest?
Correct.
Yeah.
And they don't want us to use that state account?
Because the state will not give them access as a signer on that account.
Oh, geez.
They do not enter into a DACA agreement.
So then we're just stuck, this is Pat, with looking somewhere else to get the best income that we can out of it.
Yeah.
Because the state's done a good job with those funds.
Yeah, I mean, they do a pretty good job. It's all relative, right? I mean, so if you look right here, line 1.5, our total interest last year was $8,200. I mean, it's sorry to say it's Jay, but it's a little better than what we probably would have got at Zions.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
sure.
But
yeah,
it's not going to sink the ship if we go elsewhere. Yeah, and we lose $4,000 a year. You know, it's not a deal breaker for us. So,
This is Pat. Can we set up an account, like use Vanguard or something like that if we wanted to? Or
I have to check. I don't know.
This is Vicki. We use an Apple savings account that Goldman Sachs actually is the one that holds it. But we get like 3.65% right now, which is better than a bank.
Oh, heavens, yes.
Yeah, that's probably similar to what the state has, isn't it?
I think one of them is, I'll have to check. I want to say it was around 5.
Yeah, it's just under 5%. Yeah.
This is Jim, and then you also have to, I mean, I know they said they have bigger fish to fry, and I'm sure they do, but you've never had a DACA agreement in the history of this facility.
I know.
So maybe they'll get around to you. Maybe their fish won't get fried for a few years, you know.
I brought that up to her, and she says, I know. She says we've overlooked it, and she turned it up last fall. So they now know about it.
Yeah.
Great.
So that's hanging out there. So don't be surprised if we get a phone call at some point in time. Okay. Well, moving on. So what you have behind you are the actual budget schedules for each location. That was submitted to the USDA. So this was our build-up. This is what Jessica and I worked on to develop the budgets. So I won't go through all that detail because it's all summarized on the front page. But I just wanted you to see it. This is our schedule that we're going to use year in, year out. And it works pretty good. And then this gets duplicated with the USDA's, so they have this exact same detail in the same format. And that's how they review our budget and approve it or deny it. And that all has to be done before the 1st of October with the USDA. So,
which is why we're moving third quarter meeting to September so we can review and approve the budget before it has to be submitted.
Yeah, that would be good.
Instead of ratifying it after the fact.
Yep. Okay, so I won't go through in detail those two pages. So the last couple of pages are the actual financial statements for the year end of 2025. So on the front page, so we have Mount Catherine first. I know this is at the end of December. So we had a total of $66,000 on hand between all of our cash accounts, between the reserve and our operating accounts. Accounts receivable, we had at $557,000. And those are some little charges that you've been putting in there, Jessica. I'd have to go back in and look at the detail, but these do clear out. When she invoices folks for little odds and ends, you're tracking them, and that's where they're rolling through. I check it and make sure it's clearing out of there. So you probably didn't know that was happening.
The only thing I would charge people for is they get their rent off by $2 or $3, and so we carry it forward to the next month.
Yeah, this is a little more than that. Okay, but that one is being recovered as we need it to be. Undeposited funds, I'd have to look at that $50 and see where that came from. The fixed assets, this is an area that the auditors kind of harped on, I think, last year. So you'll see the change over on the far right-hand side. It's about a change of roughly $40,000. What that is the cost of improvements that we had throughout the year. So $35,000 was for building improvements. That was mostly for the windows. And then $11,000, I forget what that was for. That was for furnaces, air conditioners, and
hot water heaters.
Probably. That what it was, hot water heaters. There are a few of those in there. The current liabilities, I'm going to have to clean this one up. This account's payable number, I don't think is the right number. I think this is one that Vans just had layered in as kind of a static number. So
to balance everything?
Well, no, he didn't really balance, and I think it was just an estimate that he had included. So we'll probably have to clean that one up when we get to the audit. Tenant security deposits. They probably ask for a list, don't they?
Yeah.
The auditors.
Yeah.
But what makes up that $9,300?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll go through that one. The long-term liabilities down below, this is the debt on the buildings themselves. So, yeah, they do have a title FHA.
Hmm.
Farmers.
That's the old term, farmer's home.
Yeah. So we have a total of $786,000 outstanding with that entity. So that's how much more we have left to be forgiven. Any questions on the balance sheet? I know we go through these financials, and if you're not an accountant, you really don't understand what it means.
So, we know minus and plus.
I know. And I try to.
Are we in trouble? But that's all we need to know.
Yeah, there you go.
This is Vicki. I was just curious, if they're going to eventually forgive us for all of that, why don't they just do it now?
I don't know. I would like to know. I don't know why they don't do it. They should have just done it off day one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and the rest of it's the equity section. You won't go through the equity section. Okay, and then we have the profit and loss by Mount Cassie. So this indicates where all our revenues came from. So $102,000 in rental income. A little bit in laundry and pop sales. And you'll see the makeup of the maintenance, utilities, administrative expenses. I won't go through each one of those line items.
This is what I understand.
Okay.
That was Jerry saying she understood that one.
So you guys probably haven't seen these numbers. So down towards the bottom, under the 900 accounts, you will see rental subsidy for $69,000. So that's that forgiveness of debt. The next line is the forgiveness of the interest. So those are non-cash entries. You will?
This is Valerie. So the government subsidizes this. So, and they also forgive.
It's all done at the same time.
The value. Okay, so do we actually get money deposited into an account?
We do.
So we're getting more money than what's forgiven.
Yes.
Through the subsidy.
Because we have to have Correct. Operating expenses.
Okay. Correct. Okay. Thank you.
Good question. I'm glad we could answer it. It's been an issue over the years. Okay. Delta Sands is the next one. So you see there we have on hand $188,000. And again, that's broken up between the treasurer, the Utah public treasurer, and also Zions. Let's see. I guess it's noteworthy to call out on buildings and improvements. That $44,000, again, that was for more windows here.
That, this is Pat. That project's all done, isn't it? All the windows have been replaced. Now.
Yes, they have.
Yeah.
In both buildings?
Mm-hmm.
Great. Minor equipment purchases of about $1,800. Again, that accounts payable number, I'm probably going to have to clean that one up, and Jessica and I might have to, when we go through the audit, we may have to try to determine what accounts payable really was at that time. Because I think what's happening is when you get ready to pay bills, you log them as a bill and then you pay them.
Yeah.
As opposed to, and maybe we're just paying it off as we go. Are we paying every bill every month?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, by the end of the month, there's probably a small amount that's hanging out there that technically would be an accounts payable that wasn't entered. But it sounds like it's probably going to be a low dollar amount. And we can find that on your cash spend a few weeks in January. So maybe that's
this,
what
this
I do.
Is, this is Pat. So what you do is you, when you get a bill, you pay it the same day. I mean, you could enter a bill in and it could be a while before you pay it, don't you?
I enter the bill. I enter as a bill in QuickBooks, and then I do turn around and write a check for it.
right then and there.
Yeah, and mark it as paid.
So you probably have a file that has current bills due, and then when you get ready to cut checks, then you put them into QuickBooks and then pay them.
Yeah.
As opposed to putting them in when you first get them. So it's going to be a small number, but I can fix that. So that's the only items I can think of that the auditors would be concerned about, is that accounts payable number. So we can prove up on that one as we go. Anything else on here? Oh, long-term debt. So we owe $844,000 left to go on the Delta Sands building. That does decrease every year. Went down by roughly $44,000 last year. So that kind of gives you an idea of what they are forgiving as we go. Okay, and then likewise on the P&L, so again for last year, we brought in $117,000 in rental income. You see the other items. The services, that services number is actually part of the rental income. It's just how QuickBooks is reporting the invoices that are being generated. But that $41,000, that's actually rental income.
Can we change it in QuickBooks to show rental income?
We can. We need to go into the items and fix the items. There's items that are pre-designated in QuickBooks, and it's just going to a service number instead of a rental income.
Well, how come the Mount Catherine didn't have that same line on it?
I'm sure it was my fault, just the way that I was putting stuff in.
Because it seems like they would be fairly identical, doesn't it?
Was Van the one that kind of set this up to start with?
Yeah, he had it all set up. And I haven't dug into, you know, all that yet, so. Okay, and you can see the expenses, so on and so forth. Delta Sands, we do have the payroll expenses here. But one thing to note, and maybe we can do this differently, but this is how it's been done forever, is the payroll expenses, that is a net number of the reimbursement of allocated costs from Mount Catherine. And so they deposit that number into this $32,000. That's why it looks low, if that makes sense.
Yeah, this is Jerry. They just write the one check to her, and then it gets transferred on books.
Yeah,
kind of
the way it works is we actually write a check for about $3,300 from Mount Catherine, and it comes to Delta Sands, and you deposit it into your Delta Sands account, and that's where the credit goes.
This is Pat. So is all the payroll come out of the Delta Sands? Is that the way you do it?
Yes.
It doesn't really matter.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't matter. That's just the way it's always been done. But if you're looking at that number and you're thinking, hey, that's not what we're paying, Jessica, you're right. But that is a net number. That's just the way it's been done. Okay. Okay, so if you flip over to the back side of the last page, you'll see the rental subsidy number and also the interest subsidy number to give you a feel for what that really is in total.
You were 50 cents off.
Probably.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know that's a lot of information, but what kind of questions?
Oh, you did good.
This is Jim. I just have one. One of the things that Van used to hit on fairly heavily when we talk about stuff like, well, why don't they just pay us, why don't they just credit us off now? It's because they want to have their finger in their facilities. At least that's what he said. They don't want to have you pay them all off so that you're a little more independent from them. That's the way he described it.
I don't know. just sitting back from 20,000 feet, right, looking at it, it's like, how much engagement do we have with Mary Jane?
I haven't talked to her in a year, probably.
Yeah, there's no oversight.
Once we figured out how things got worked, I didn't need her anymore, and she audits every 3 years, so I haven't seen her in 2.
Yeah, I mean, from a management perspective, there's no oversight. Other than, I mean, there's a couple of things, right? Which is, you know, the docket agreement that we talked about. Mm-hmm. They want to see the budget, and they do approve our budgets, but they don't tell us how to spend our money. You know,
they want to see the audit, too, don't they?
They do. They get to see that. But that's typical of any lending institution. Yeah. So
well, there must be some reason that they don't just do what you suggested. Huh?
I'll ask her. Hey, why don't you just let's get this done and over with now? And you just give us the money. We'll see. No, it's interesting the way entities work, and I don't really know why they're doing what they're doing.
Well, I'm glad they don't try to micromanage. So that's
and we're glad they gave us the money.
Yeah.
You know, and that they're doing what they're doing, right? It's unusual, I think. So.
I have a question. This is Jay. So it seems like we talked about maybe Van was the one that controlled the money on the state level. No local person had access to that. Is that still how it is?
I'm on the account now.
Oh, you are.
But Brent's still the one taking care of it.
Yeah.
All I do is.
So if we need money back, you can just you get it back, or
we can transfer the money out.
Yeah.
Back and forth. Yeah.
And did we have an account at Wells Fargo or something somewhere?
There, I get a notice that there's a statement, but I don't have. Van has it zeroed out on the books. I think it's closed out, but I don't have access. I get an email that there is a statement available, but I can't get the statement, so I don't know what's on that.
Yeah, that we probably should check that and see if it really is zeroed out, then they should just get it shut down and just discontinue that service. But maybe there is something in there. Who knows? Might be zeroed out on our books, but maybe there's money in the account. Yeah. Who knows?
Okay, I'm calling that.
This is Jerry. He told me once that was the account that Mary Jane's stuff, the money goes into, and then he moves it into the other accounts from there.
That's weird. A clearing account of some type? I don't know why you'd need that.
I haven't seen
well,
that.
Well, yeah. He said there was something about she couldn't put it into Zion's, that their accounts were in Wells Fargo.
They have to have direct deposit to Wells Fargo?
Yeah. And then he moved it from there to wherever.
And that might have been the case at one point, but I think that's probably resolved. And last I double checked with Van, and he said that it was at zero, but we'll call the bank and see what we can do to close it out.
I think it's a good idea.
This is Brent again. Just a couple more things. Everything's been filed with the state and then also the feds. That we need to report on an annual basis. That's all been done, and also on a quarterly basis. That's all those reports have been taken care of. There is one report I'm waiting to get access to, which is the deposit and investment account report. That should be coming any time. That's due by the end of the month.
Now, what do you mean by access to?
So there's a reporting system on the state's website that we have to log into and report all these account balances.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have access to this entity. So
on the state level.
Yeah. So you just request it and they should give it to me. So it shouldn't be a big deal. Just waiting for that to come through. That's the only report that hasn't been filed yet. Everything else is all taken care of. 1099s, I prepared 1099s based off of what information we have. But that's something we need to start collecting.
Doing better, yeah.
Yeah, so the employer identification numbers on anybody who's performing a service for us that's over $600 or more, actually 2026, that's going to 2000.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind.
Is that an annual? This is Pat. Is it an annual figure or monthly? That 2000.
Annual. Yeah, annual figure.
So Jessica, you might not have very many that are over 2000.
There, yeah. I mean, there will be a few repairmen we're pretty consistent with.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll probably be
long care.
There's not a lot, maybe 5-6 a year. There won't be a lot. But yeah, if you'll collect those EIN numbers, and then
and I have started. I have a few of them, but I'll work harder on it.
Yeah, don't knock yourself out. You know, just
we'll
get them done by the end of the year. So
I've been going through everybody's finances for the whole month, and it's been a lot.
It's surprising when you look at who you spend money to and who we have to report. So
this is Pat. The thought coming, is it hard to get that information from your tenants?
Yeah, I had to track them down. I'll when I do my report, I'll tell you, but.
This is Vicki. You mentioned that you have to be able to get permission to get some information. Does Pat need to call somebody?
No, it's the administrator at the state.
Oh.
And they don't let everybody have access to that reporting mechanism. They know who I am. So it should be pretty simple.
Okay.
So it shouldn't be a problem. But that's the only reporting requirement I'm waiting on. Everything else is done. So I guess we're getting close to moving into the audit with Bill. I don't know when do they start the audit?
April.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine. We got everything ready to go. So long story short, I think I got everything buttoned up, is what I'm trying to tell you.
This is Jerry. I want to commend Brent.
Oh, geez.
It is so nice to have all the reports done, be able to understand what he's written. I am serious.
I agree.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is Pat. Based on what I heard happened in the past when you were on the board, life's much easier now with what you and Jessica are doing. And I'm very appreciative of that because I don't have to do anything.
I don't know how long we've been on QuickBooks Online, but you know, that's been a great improvement. Have you ever dealt with it before it was QuickBooks Online?
No.
Okay.
Nope. I started learning middle of last year.
You wouldn't have liked it. You wouldn't have liked the way it was done. This makes it so much cleaner. Although we do have, I think we have 3 QuickBooks accounts.
I'm about to the point I'm just going to cancel the credit card and then only put it in for the 2 that we're using.
They won't stop sending the money out.
No.
So that third one, we might want to talk to Bill.
There's nothing on it.
Oh, there's not.
There's nothing on it. No, it says Fillmore New or Mount Catherine New. There's nothing on it.
Oh. Yeah. Get rid of it then.
I'm trying.
Yeah. Because I thought one of them Bill was using, but if he's not, then that's.
I don't think Bill used QuickBooks hardly at all.
He set it up for us. And then Van didn't maintain it, and I didn't have access to what Van had. So.
I meant Van instead of himself.
Yeah.
Anything else then, Brent?
No, I don't think so. I think that's everything I wanted to cover.
Well, we appreciate it. You're welcome to stay. Thank you so much for all you do.
I appreciate that. I will excuse myself.
We'll hold for supper on time.
I like short meetings.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yes.
We'll go back to the agenda and we'll ask if there's any other approvals, changes, review on the minutes that we need to tell Joe about. I didn't even catch the ones that you got. So.
Well, we're spelling Derek, D-E-R-E-K. Instead of D-E-R-R-I-C-K. And Vicki noticed that I was nice enough to make him a Anderson instead of a Christensen.
Oh.
So we fixed that. I think that's the only two things that I know of.
Wasn't it 2 months ago that I was Pat Finlinson?
Well, you still are a lot of times. If you notice, when I call a roll, I go Jerry, I go Valerie, I go Pat.
I'm just
Natus.
Yeah. All right.
You need to just read it off from the time before.
Or I write it on my wrist. Is what
are there any other changes that need to be made to the minutes? I'd entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
I make a motion we approve the minutes. This is Jerry.
Jerry made the motion. Jay seconded it. All approve. All in favor say aye.
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 Are there any opposed? All right. Then we're done with the minutes. Guess who's up?
Okay. So we have been, every year we have to recertify everyone's income and their medical expenses. So we take their income. Most people got a 2.8% cost of living increase. Some are W-2 wages, and so that's going to vary too. And then we subtract out any medical expenses. And we have to do that for all 55 tenants in 1 month. And so sometimes it's as much as two pieces of paper, and I can get it done in 30 seconds, then we move on. And sometimes the stack is this thick, and we're writing down receipts and every single expense. And so
the rent is charged by what their income the previous year was.
So, yeah, 2025 income, well, no, sorry. It is going to be what the income they're going to get this year. So they all got their Social Security statements. And so the income that they're going to expecting this year, and we subtract it from medical expenses that they actually paid out of pocket from 2025. Okay. And then that's their adjusted income, and then we take the 30%. And that's what their rent is based off of. So it's, you asked if it was hard to get that paperwork. It's takes threats of your rent's going to be $1,032 if I don't get the paperwork by today.
And she needs a new van.
They made my point.
Are you that forceful with them?
It scares them enough they give her the information.
And then sometimes I'm still knocking on their door. So
you skipped a piece over there by your phone.
Oh, right there. Okay. So yeah, that today was the last day in Delta. The before the first is on Sunday, and so I have to have everything in by the first. So today I was still there at 2:30 trying to get everything put in, and we got everything put in, but I had to carry some stuff over to Fillmore. They're a little bit more on top of it, but there's also 11 less tenants, so it makes a difference. Mm-hmm. There's still two or three that are dragging their feet tomorrow, so we'll go and knock on their door tomorrow, but hopefully we'll have everything done by the before the deadline, and I don't have to work on Saturday, so
that would be nice.
But if I have to work on Saturday, we'll get it in before the first. Because if we don't certify their rent, then they don't get a subsidy, and they pay the full amount, which is $1,032. So.
Well, it's just amazing that they are not more cooperative and just really excited to get you that information.
Yeah. Well, because it's not easy. It's you have to pay attention throughout the whole year, and you have to collect it, or you have to make phone calls at the end of the year and say, can you give me a statement for everything that I paid? And it's hard for some people to do that.
They're old.
And especially this subset, they're elderly, they're disabled. A lot of them have mental health problems. And it's just hard to do daily living things sometimes. Yeah. And this is one of those things.
This is Jerry. And as an elderly person, I can tell you it sure is a whole lot easier to sit on your couch and watch TV.
So sometimes they only give me their income. So I'm like, okay, we'll figure that. And then it's like $100 increase. I'm like, so let's go back through, print out all of your statements, and then we go with a highlighter and we say, oh, that's a payment for medical expenses. And we go back through and we refigure their rent two or three times, some of them, because they're like, oh, I have this piece of paper now. I'm like, okay, let's do it. Yeah. I'm willing to, I want you to pay as little as you possibly can, because we get paid anyway. So
yeah.
That's my job. True. Let's get it as low as we possibly can for you.
That's true.
Yeah, it's nice you're helping them out so much.
Yeah, this is Jim. So run me through So on the 1st of January is when you start this?
I do, because that's most people don't get their Social Security statements until starting January. Their tax documents don't start coming.
We get ours in December.
Some do.
Yeah. So when do you start writing the drastic notes?
This last week.
Maybe.
They get notice in December. It says you need to have it. You have 30 days. And so about December 15th, I send out a note and said, by January 15th, we need to have everything. And so after the January 15th, then I start posting the individual letters that just on the doors of the people that I don't have.
Well, it's okay with me if you send the nasty note a little earlier. Totally fine with me.
Make your life a little easier.
Yeah. Maybe. It wouldn't have mattered if I'd gotten it sooner because I was still working late every single day this month. So. Okay. So rent is just about all certified. We've had in the budget. Brent and I talked about we need to plan for three of every appliance in both facilities to be replaced just as they go out.
This is Pat, a question. Three of every appliance per apartment or one apartment?
Per complex.
Per complex.
Yeah. So three water heaters, three furnaces, three just the big major appliances.
Is that for the year? Or is
okay. Just what we budget for. We've had four water heaters go out. In the last month and a half, but I still think we're still have room in the budget because those are just water heaters. We haven't replaced furnaces and air conditioners. I mean, we've built in a cushion to that, but it seems like it's been a lot of water heaters. But they're all from the 80s. We know that they all need to be replaced as soon as somebody's like, my water, okay, we'll get cleaning and they just keep one on order for us at Roper's. And
thank goodness.
Yeah. We get them in as soon as we can because you can't go without hot water.
This is Pat. Are they electric or gas?
They're electric. Yeah. Everything at the Sands is electric. The gas bill, I think there's like one or two in appliances in the laundromat that are gas, but my gas bill is like $30. The electric bill is about $3,500. So, but the repairs, we're staying on top of repairs, and I have not had any complaints. We try and get to them within the same week, but if they're important things like water heaters, we try and get within a day or so. And Clint's really good about making time in his schedule to come and do that for us. So, any questions as far as the management?
No, this is Pat. We really appreciate all that you do. And it doesn't hurt my feelings a bit that you're spending a lot of time getting Jim to sign checks. Though I'm finally getting the schedule out there for one or two days a week.
Oh. Jim is convenient because he's just across the street, and I know when he's going to be there. So.
This is Jim. I know, and it was unusual because about a week ago on a Thursday, she called me and said, can you sign checks today? And I said, well, if you want to bring them up to Sandy, I can, but, not today. And so I said, but I will be home tomorrow, Friday, and, I'll be home all day if you want to do it. And I never heard anything from her.
No, I didn't. And I'm like, is she mad at me? I didn't work on Friday. I worked my other job that Friday.
Anyway. Yeah.
Okay, well, are we ready to move on to the next item then? Okay, did you make copies of the proposal? Jessica called me a while ago and gave me a heads up that our auditor, I've got a copy here, so just, that our auditor felt like he wanted to increase his fees. He said he hasn't, I think in here it says 10 years, something like that, he hasn't increased it, I don't know. And he's made a proposal there, you'll see. He's added $1,000 every year up to 2027, and then he's holding it at $13,000. Now, you may not remember, it was Bill that suggested that we
put an RFP out for
a new account.
A new account, and it saved us quite a bit of money.
Oh, yes.
And so, and it's, we haven't had any penalties at the state or the feds lately, and I appreciate it.
And did we have penalties in the past?
We did.
Okay. That was not uncommon.
No.
Okay.
They even reversed some of the penalties.
Which means what?
They called, we were being assessed late fees, and they called and said, we're new. And so, like, okay, we'll knock that off. And so they did.
Okay. Jessica, I'm sorry.
Bat my eyelashes.
But anyway, he's requesting a fee increase starting
next year, starting
this year, 2026. He's been $11,000. He's starting this year, 2026 to $12,000, and then 2027 he goes up to $13,000. And he's holding that up to 2029. This is something that, if you have any discussion, we need to discuss. If not, we need to take an action of approval or disapproval on it. So I'll entertain any discussion.
Well, I mean, this is Jim. I mean, I'm sure you're going to have to do it. I guess my only question would be is, does inflation gone up from 11,000 to 13,000 in the last 10 years? I guess it probably has, but I mean, he's good, so I imagine you're going to have to pay it.
Well, no, our other option would be to look for another auditor, which I'm not sure I want to do that at this point in time. I mean, we could do it another time, but we just went through the getting a new accountant, and I'm not sure I want to get another auditor. I am leaning towards doing the approval, but I need, if there's not any discussion, if somebody wants to make a motion, then we'll see where it goes.
This is Jessica. Is he asking to have a contract through 2029, or is just willing to hold that number for us through 2029?
He talked about, once we get this done, giving us a contract that matches that. Is that what you're asking?
No. Are we agreeing to work with him for the next 4 years, or just next year expect a $1,000 increase?
That's a good question. I don't know that if we approve this, that this says we have to stay with him. I don't know. I'm assuming without a letter from him signed by us saying that we do want to keep you all that time, I think he'd have a hard time.
Yeah, well, I do know that he wants to do an engagement letter, so it would be a contract. I just didn't know if his expectation was a four-year engagement letter or 1 year, and then the next year we're expecting to pay the $1,000 extra and do another.
I don't have an answer to that.
Okay.
I can call him and ask him.
And I'm sure he would be. I'm sure he would be fine if we tell him we're only going to do a 1 year engagement letter. I'm sure he would be fine with that.
That would be my preference.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. The reason I say that is I doubt there would be anything that would cause us any grief. But if something comes up that does cause us some grief, a 1 year engagement letter gives us a lot of options to be able to look.
Well, I think in that you can put what options you want in that, mm-hmm. but agree to this amount if we keep him.
Well, we can agree to this amount in this meeting, but each engagement letter will have that amount every year.
And that way, if we decide we don't want to use him anymore, we're not liable for breaking a contract.
I think he'll probably hold the numbers, but we can verify before.
I could probably get him on the phone right now.
Think we need to keep him.
Well, is it common to just do a 1 year engagement letter?
We didn't do anything last year, but we did do a one the year before.
He did send me an engagement letter this year.
For this year?
Yes.
Okay.
He kept promising he was going to go and he's going to. And then when he called on this, I said, I've not seen any engagement. Oh, I will do that now. I'm not remembering if he has or if he's forgot.
Okay. I haven't seen a copy of one. So it might have just gone to you. Yeah.
I'll check with him and I'll get a copy for you if you don't have one.
Yeah, we'll put it in the file.
Yeah. This is Valerie. I don't have a problem with increasing, but it seems to me like with things lining up the way they are, his job is a lot less work now than it has been in years past, right?
He still has to come on site, and he, we check actual hard copy files, and we go through, we'll go through the tenant files, we'll go through checks, we'll go through just all the various things that he wants to, he just gives me random numbers on the day of and verifies that everything's there, and then we do that. We go to Fillmore and we do that all over again. So he does spend a full day with us, and then, he's not going to have to go back and forth to say, and now I need this, and now I need this. It'll be provided for him on the first try, but I don't know that his service, I don't know that his services will be any less.
Right, it seems like his job, what's required of him to do for the audit, won't change.
No. Right. He'll still do the same amount of work. He'll just have less trouble getting all the numbers.
Right. Yeah. That's right. What I was going to say. You're right.
I make a motion that we accept the numbers.
And if he wants a 5-year engagement or a 4-year engagement.
Well, I think we need to just say yes, we want the numbers or we don't, and then go with.
I would prefer not to make a motion on the engagement letter until I talk to him, and we can do that on the next one.
Yeah, let's just say we accept these amounts or not.
And that's your motion, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I have a question real quick. This is Valerie. So we have had him as the auditor for the past 10 years?
No.
No.
We had no auditor for a while.
Okay.
So how long has he...
I know when he came in 24, he was doing a 2-year catch-up. So I don't know what happened before that, but he did 23 and 24 at the same time.
He makes a comment in the second paragraph. This is Pat. He says, while we have not increased fees in 10 years. That's where I got that 10 years from.
But that's for his business. Because he hasn't been... Well,
for everybody.
Maybe he was here before...
I don't know how long I think he has been auditing for quite some time, but I don't know how long. I know he's changed companies, but it's been Bill, no matter what the name of the company has been.
And we have to have it, we're supposed to have an audit every year?
Yes.
Every board I'm on or committee, we get audited every year. So.
Right,
yeah. No, it's busted.
So, Vicki, do you know if it's common to just do a 1-year engagement?
I don't know.
Or has that come up in any of your other
boards? No, and you've got me curious. I'm going to ask
the
next
time. I can try to get him on the phone right now if you guys would like to do that before we finalize.
I don't think a 1-year engagement letter should be a problem.
Okay, and that's what I wanted to ask you about. I said check on a 1-year engagement letter instead of a 4. I'll ask him that, and then we can bring that up and approve that in the next
meeting. There's a motion on the table.
Yeah, well, there's some discussion.
I second the motion.
Okay, I've got a first and a second after the discussion. All on those.
Well, let's hear. I get confused. This, Jim, let's hear the motion again.
It's to accept these numbers to pay for the.
Yeah, we accept
all the numbers.
The numbers that Bill
through
has 2029,
yes.
Given us.
But we're only going to.
We're not doing anything about the letter on this motion.
We're not committing to a certain number of years right now, but if we go with him, those will be the numbers we're willing to pay.
We have to commit to the $12,000 for this year.
So right now that would be committing to the
$12,000.
Because
he's going to start working on
this motion, right?
Yes.
I wanted to agree to all of it.
And that's the motion you made.
Yeah.
Is you
so you guys
letter.
Can
and
vote
that,
it down.
And you're okay with that seconding that motion? For all the years, right?
Yes.
Okay. Are we ready to take a vote then? Any other discussion? So.
Yeah, now's the time for the discussion.
Yeah, well, I'm fairly lax.
I can't remember. Am I a voting member?
No. I don't think so.
Okay.
You're,
I'm not
I think
on
advisory
the,
and just making
yeah,
sure we're
not. Because I knew I couldn't vote on the road one I'm on. But
so
I couldn't remember this one.
The motion is on the table, has been seconded. All those in favor of the motion signify by aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? The motion carries then. And I will check on the engagement letter. OK, Okay, we're up to new business.
So I have a question real quick. So we have an understanding with Bill that he will be our auditor for this year, 2026. Is that?
Yes, yes.
That's where we're at with him.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he's already working on it.
Okay.
Okay, new business. Any new business? Jessica mentioned something about Jim has a proposal on something.
Yeah, I do. Does anybody else? Or no, I guess not.
You're the only one, sir.
Oh, lucky me. So I noticed that we have lots of money, and my wife always told me when you have lots of money, hurry up and spend it. So.
Before she did.
And she did, by the way. And so, so I asked Jessica, well, I talked to a solar installation person to get a ballpark figure of what it would cost to put solar on the sands. And it's a lot.
Oh, I know. It's just how my house was.
But, oh, have you done it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I should ask you who to talk to. I've only talked to one guy. He's up in Salt Lake. He's really nice, but of course you'd need to, if we had any interest in it, you'd need to look into it farther than I've been able to do in the last 2 weeks. But he did say it would, to put on that facility, he looked up the building and size and everything. He said to put it on that building that would reduce the electricity by 50%, it would cost $200,000.
It won't reduce it 50% unless you've got backup batteries.
Which way does your house face?
We don't have the backup batteries.
Well, I know, but which way does your house face? Or which way?
We're facing east and west.
Yeah.
It depends. Like, I don't know how much surface area, because we put, Ed and I installed our own, but we put them on the ground behind our house.
Which is what we should have done.
And we actually make more than we use, but
so do we.
It goes back in onto the grid, but they store it for us for free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So would you like to be our installers?
I don't want to be liable.
You've got experience.
In Delta City, you actually have to do roof mounts. You can't do them on the ground.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I figured it was going
to
be a roof mount.
You can do them on the ground, but it has to be a certain square footage.
Yeah.
Probably less than what
which
you
this
to
wouldn't
do.
Qualify.
And we don't have the room unless we use the parking lot.
No, it wouldn't qualify. So,
so then with the amount of roof space, the amount of solar panels that they could install, it could reduce the power bill by 50%.
That's what he said, and that's what he does.
You said you're paying close to $3,500 a month.
I put together the last 3 years, and I couldn't get it to print, but it's about $36,000 a year for power.
And so we're talking $18,000, and it's going to cost $200,000 to...
So it's about 11 years. And that's all ballpark stuff. Mm-hmm. There's also... I don't think Trump has quite gotten rid of all the solar credits yet. I'm sure it's on his desk. But
well, we don't pay taxes.
Well, that's true. There's always somebody that has to shoot my
first
balloons
trouble.
Down. Yeah. There's something about the power company might give you $1,000, but it's not a big deal. So,
well, I'll tell you, we're not getting the amount back from the power company that we got the first 3 years.
Yeah, the efficiency does slowly decrease on these
two.
Yeah. And that's
and it's only been 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is way too bad, because you'd think
this
it's just better than that.
This is Pat, and my math skills are not what they used to be, but if I use a figure of 3,500 and apply 50% to that, that comes up with 1,750. And you times that by 12. Watch me, Jay, in case I'm
no, concerned. So it was 36,000 for the year.
For the year.
Okay, all right. So
not 3,500, 36,000.
All right, so that's 18,000 a year. 18,000 and then over 20 years. Is that the life expectancy of the solar system?
No.
That's what I need to. No, I
they
doubt
do
it.
Start
I don't
decreasing
know.
In the efficiency, and they figure 20 years is pretty much all you can really
unless
yeah.
you get up there and clean them.
So are they still pretty good in 10 then, or 12? Or?
Yeah, ours are, but also you can't clean them with regular water because it'll leave hard water spots on them.
Yeah.
So you just kind of have to let the rain or snow clean them.
Yeah.
Well, that's a savings of $18,000 if you can bank on that 50%. I don't know. Is that... Can you make that pay?
Sounds like 11 years.
At $200,000, it would take, and if we can hold the 50%, it would take a little over 11 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they're probably down to a 30% efficiency in 11 years, maybe.
But
they'd be paid off too.
Yeah.
But also, we need to consider the interest that we'd be making if that were in the bank instead of paying them $200,000 plus in the interest.
Yeah. I'll say that again. I didn't catch.
We would be financing the solar panels, so yeah, we were paying interest.
Okay. Yeah. He said you could save money on a lease, but I'm like, well, I don't know enough about it. You know, I don't know enough about a lot of it. But he said it's cheaper to lease it. But
I'm probably interested in a presentation on it. But before we get serious, we wouldn't just let one guy do it. We would do an RFP on it. But if he wants to give us an actual presentation, we can do that in the next meeting, Jim, and have him talk to us about it, and then we can go further after that.
Yeah.
I just wanted to find out if anybody besides me had any interest in it. I mean, you know, I didn't expect a vote or anything, because there's lots of...
Well, we can't take action where it's not on the agenda, but
right.
But we can, if you want to, and I guess it'd be just a general consensus. I don't mind having him give us a presentation if he can do it in 15, 20 minutes. I don't want to sit through a two-hour presentation.
Or even an hour.
Okay.
Like timeshare.
But if you want to talk to him, have him talk to us, knowing that... Well, he may not be the successful bidder. Sure. I'm okay with that, Jim.
And sure.
We'd put it on the agenda for next time.
Yeah, I'll try to find another... I'll try to find somebody else, too, that... Because, I don't know if $200,000 is a going figure or not.
Well, we won't... I mean, once we have a presentation on what it's all about, then we'll do an RFP and we'll find out if $200,000 is the going figure, if it's a good figure, or if it's high, if it's low...
Yeah.
Whatever, I'm not worried about the $200,000 right now. It's just something that, if we have some interest as a group, we can have him come, as long as he doesn't take a long time.
This is Valerie. Some things that I would be interested in knowing is, you know, what is the life expectancy of the solar panels? How long would we expect to?
And is there a guarantee of a certain amount of efficiency through a certain number of years?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then maintenance. What would we have to do to maintain?
Maintenance. And when would we break even? When would, you know, paying them off? We have solar panels on our house, and we've lived there for 6 years, and I'm not sure when they were installed, but we pay, like, the taxes on our power bill every month. In the wintertime when we're running our furnace more, then we have to pay more. But we don't really pay anything on, like the taxes and fees, and that's it. Like $25 a month. And that's it.
Yeah.
During the wintertime, we pay a little bit more. And they've been, you know, it's longer than 6 years that they've been on our house.
I think we got cheap ones.
Well, this is Jim. I mean, and I'm sure it's changed now from years ago. Supposedly it's gotten better, but doesn't sound like it's gotten cheaper. I don't know.
Right.
But see, I'm the one that usually signs the Rocky Mountain check. Mm. And every time I look at those checks, I go...
Me too.
And so, I mean, it's something to think of. I mean, partly because we have the funds that we could do it. I mean, you know... But we'd have to know a lot more than we know right now. So I just wanted to bring it up, that's all.
Good idea.
So is that just an idea for Delta fans, or would that melt Catherine also?
Well, they don't have any money at
Catherine. Right.
So that's a no for them.
Okay.
And they're building, they could put solar on it, but ideally you want to have a southern exposure, and that's what we have.
Right.
And what I'd really like to do is, because I'm also involved with the senior center at the Bird Center, is I'd like to have this work and then somehow talk to commissioners into considering, anyway, because we have a pretty interesting power bill too, you know. But anyway, the point is, Mount Catherine faces west. I'm sure you could still do it. I don't know if the efficiency is as much, but yeah, I mean, if they ever get up to their $110,000.
Right.
So anyway.
Well, Jim, I'll leave that up to you. If you want him to give a short presentation, that'd be great. They're going to ask some questions like Valerie said.
Okay.
So Jessica, you mentioned that we would probably just finance that. Who, where would it be financed with it, in with the company that sold them to us?
A lot of the solar companies do finance them. I'm sure we would have options.
Yeah. I think we could get a better interest rate somewhere else.
Maybe.
We just paid outright for ours, so I don't know, but that would be my guess. Wouldn't that be like getting a store credit card and seeing what their interest rate is after you've used it?
Yeah, kind of.
Well, we could get what their interest is on it, and then we could also check with the lending institutions here.
Yeah, and this is Jim for the last time, so we get to go home. Maybe the USDA could loan us the money at a low rate. Who knows?
Maybe we could find a grant, too. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, now that's a good idea.
Maybe Elon Musk would have some grants for things like this.
Okay, is that all the discussion we need on that?
I have one more question. So the residents pay their flat monthly rent.
Yes.
And they don't pay any utilities at all.
No utilities.
No. What about internet? Is that provided?
No, they pay their own TV and internet.
Okay.
And then, go ahead.
No, this is Pat. We're down to item 8. Next meeting, now you've got down April 29th. Is that what you guys...
The last Wednesday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't got the meetings in the newspaper yet, but I will do that. I don't know why I forgot. But...
You did at the beginning. I saw it in there.
Of the whole year?
Yeah.
Gosh,
you're just that good.
So I'm going to get some more Prevagen soon.
So did we do... just double up on it. It doesn't make any good anyway.
No.
This is Pat. So do we... I guess if you've printed the meeting schedule, did it include changing that one in September? Do you know?
I don't know.
Jim.
I don't remember.
If we talked about it at the meeting in October, which we did, because in October we talked for a long time, and I said, wait a minute. I said, just give me the dates, you know, after we talked for, an hour, something like that. And so you gave me the dates, and I wrote them down, and that would be what I put in. So I believe it should be right, because that's the meeting we decided the... And we haven't had a meeting since then to change that.
Right.
So I think I'll double check.
Probably next time that you publish it in the paper, right? Next time we might want a copy of what they're doing. Jessica to keep a copy so we know.
The paper sends me a copy. I can go look at
it. Do they? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Okay, I don't have any other items on the agenda except the one we all love.
No. I'm good.
Is somebody going to make a motion?
I'll make a motion that we dismiss the meeting.
I second it.
Okay.
Okay.
Are we all okay adjourning the meeting, or do you want to stick around a little?
Aye.
All right. Thanks, everybody. I appreciate everything you do.
Yeah, thanks. And it's nice to have people willing to do this.
And Jessica, this month will end.
I only got one more day, and then it'll be done, for better or for worse.
We hope.
All right, I'm going to try and get the basketball.
Hey, Jessica, before you go, or as you go, sorry. It looks like it recorded it, like an hour and 30 minutes, so I think it's correct. Okay.
You know, about
let me know if there's a problem.